Begin our call this morning, as we always do, with the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Morning, Rob.
A difficult, certainly, start for your team at Villanova. You fall behind 30-0 there in the second quarter before you battle back and ultimately fall 33-17. Before we look ahead, just your impressions on what happened on Saturday.
Yeah, we just got off to a very poor start. You know, it was different in all three phases, but in each one, you know, it wasn't well executed, and you know, it's a good football team. Coach Ferrante and their staff did a really good job, and we know when we're playing good teams, you know, we got to put together a full game. And we had a really poor first half. We fought back there at the end, which has, you know, happened in other games, but unfortunately, we haven't put together a full game in the CAA yet. So, ultimately, that's what happened.
Got an immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Larry, what's going on?
Well, just take a look at where you are, five games. You know, obviously, you're not where you wanted to be. When you you got a week off to bye, what do you looking at your team right now? What do you feel you have to do? What changes are you contemplating? And, you know, do you feel you can still get back into a playoff potential? Last question being injury update. Who might be back in 2 weeks? Anyway, thanks.
Injuries, we're expecting hopefully a bunch of those guys that were dinged up. You know, we're expecting Jerron back. We're expecting Emmanuel Reed back. So we're expecting those guys to be back. You know, I think it's a loaded question in a lot of ways, but we need to play better overall in a lot of phases. You know, we need to get the run game going. We can't turn the ball over. We're missing too many tackles. Ultimately, that was really the story on Saturday, was missed tackles. And we're continuing to improve in teams, but we just got to play a full game. You know, against Towson, I thought we played decent in the first half, didn't play well in the second half. This game, first half, played very poorly, and then battled back in the second. So we're looking at a lot of different things right now. We're looking at our personnel. We're looking at different things schematically, and you got to use the bye week to your advantage. And I call it seeing through the trees a little bit. You know, you got to see down the line. You got to make sure you're getting things right, because we think we have a good football team, and we got to finish this thing up right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Nick, obviously, as you touched on, it would have been easy for your guys to, you know, hang our heads a little bit at the half with the way the first half has gone. What was the message at halftime, and how pleased were you to be able to see that response?
I think it's at this point it's expected for us to fight back, and we believe that that's the culture of this team. You know, I thought we executed better. Ultimately, that's why it was. The message at half was we have enough possessions to win this game, and we needed to do some things differently. We scored on the opening drive, got a stop, and then unfortunately didn't finish the next two drives. And, you know, that's a credit to Villanova. We didn't do enough to win that game, and they did. And, you know, we just didn't finish. We weren't able to finish that game, but really at the beginning, at the outset, you know, we got to deal with adversity a little bit better and rally back faster.
Got a couple more media questions, and Key, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
I'm just wondering, you talk a lot about the schematics and personnel and stuff. What about the mental approach? Do you see anything that you can improve there for these guys? I'm just asking because, you know, listening to the radio broadcast, the guys were saying it just didn't seem there was a lot of life with your kids in the first half. And is that because they weren't mentally ready to play, or you know, what can you do to improve that?
They were mentally ready to play. I think that sometimes when you deal with adversity, especially from the outset, you know, you got to find a way to fight back. And a number of things kind of happened there early that we needed to respond to better. And you know, ultimately, if we finish some of those drives and score some points there early, that always helps. But that didn't happen, and so I think we just need to deal with it a little bit better. You know, there's going to be tough games from here on out with our schedule. Every week is a tough game in this league. Every game is a tough game. Kind of to touch on what Larry said, we still have everything in front of us, and our goals are still there. And you know, we have time to fix the problems and do the things that we need to do. But our guys are in it. I think that it was just a difficult start to the game, and we need to ultimately playing well and executing gives you your confidence, and we need to do that in basically in the next game.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Nick, I just kind of wanted to ask you a question about the league and the quarterback play across the league. You guys have seen Flacco at Towson already, Smith at Villanova already. You have a good one in Chris. What do you think's good about that and the league having, you know, a lot of pretty good quarterback play from team to team, and what's challenging about it as a coach?
Well, it's interesting. Like, the league is different every year. I've only been doing it for a couple of years, but, you know, last year was very defensive overall. You know, this year there's a lot of offense. There's some really good quarterback play. And in general, I mean, those are, you know, three good, really good players you just talked about, and there's a number of other ones in the league as well. You know, ultimately, your quarterback at this level or at the next level is going to take you where you want to go. And when you have one, you got a shot. And this, with those, like those teams you're talking about and with those quarterbacks, you know, they're all different, but at the end of the day, they get their teams right, they lead them, and then they make plays. And that's, I mean, that's ultimately what that position is.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Nick, certainly one of the guys we've talked about Ernest a lot, and he had another big game for you, especially in the second half on Saturday. But Jaquan Blair, career high, 12 catches, 120 yards in that game. How has he benefited from Ernest, and how do those guys kind of complement each other and work off each other?
Their games are very different, but, you know, we move guys around a good deal, and they do different jobs. But honestly, Jaquan, he's a competitor. You know, he has a big chip on his shoulder, and, I mean, he had 12 catches and 12 targets. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that. It was just a very impressive game. He was very resilient. He just didn't want to lose the game, and he did everything that he could do to not have that happen. Obviously, it did, but it was really good to see that from him and him to have a big game.
We have another media question. Key, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And you have a follow-up from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
So certainly one of the problems, obviously, Ferg being intercepted 7 times the last 3 games. But defensively, you're giving up 198 yards on the ground per game. I know Georgia Southern had a big part of that, 4.9. Defense, obviously, hasn't been what you'd hope. You've had some injuries, obviously. How do you address the defense? I mean, do you start looking at different personnel, do you, different schemes, or how do you go about sort of patching the defense back together and getting them to play somewhat of like they did a year ago?
Well, I think, I mean, you know, every year is different, and I think you got to evaluate your personnel and your scheme, you know, all the time. Like, we're always doing self-scout. We're always looking at that stuff. And we're looking at that right now. You know, we have some things that we do in our defense that need to be executed. And obviously there's always wrinkles and things like that. But ultimately, honestly, the story defensively on Saturday was we gave up about 200 yards on missed tackles. And,
wow.
You know, credit Villanova. Credit Villanova. It's a great team. And they did some really good things, and, you know, we didn't. And ultimately, that's the big part of it. Offensively, it's getting that balance, getting the run game going, and then turning the ball over. You know, we can't turn the ball over. At the end of the day, we got a lot of yards, not a ton of points, and that means you're turning the ball over.
Thank you.
Yep.
And Nick, after the schedule that you've played, which has been extremely challenging and been on the road quite a bit, how big is the bye week? You've talked about some of the stuff that you already planned to do, but does it fall at a good time for you, you think?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. We're not changing anything. Our schedule and approach was planned, and I think we need a little bit of time, and you know, we need to reset and get right physically as well. But it comes at a good time. You know, we're playing a good Richmond team in 2 weeks, so that'll be a challenge. But we're going to use the bye to our advantage. You know, like I said, every year is a different year, and this year we're at this point, and we still have everything in front of us. You know, last year was a different year, but, you know, we were still, even at that point, still have things in front of us, and this schedule is always going to be challenging up here, and there's no excuse. Like, we feel like we should be a playoff team, and we need to take care of our own business in order to just win the next game, because ultimately this league is too hard every single week. You got to concentrate on every opponent.
Got one more media question in queue for you.
And your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Nick, just talking about the missed tackles, with the changes in how you can practice now, how do you practice tackling and get it right to fix that problem?
Yeah, I mean, some of it's personnel, but the other aspects of it is just like practicing taking a guy to the ground, you know, there's always a fine line there with trying to get people hurt and things like that. So, you know, in Indy, it's working on tackling. It's thudding guys up when you go good on good, which we're going to do a little bit of this week. There's different ways you can get to it. You know, our guys can tackle and they need to do it. You know, there's plenty of other things going on, but that's one aspect of it we need to improve on.
Okay.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for your time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks.